When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What up, Bucks fans? We are back. It is Monday, and it's a live stream here. We're going to do a 32-team NFL mock draft, so we're really excited about that. But, Mark, I mean, it's finally draft week. We finally made it. It seems like it's been forever, but we're here, and it's going to be probably a draft we've never seen in a long time. A lot of uncertainty at the top throughout the draft. A lot of trades maybe could take place. A lot of players that don't probably shouldn't be first rounders are going to be first rounders. So that should be funny.
I hope it's that way. I hope it's madness. I hope it's like the movie Draft Day. I hope the Browns trade 3 first picks and come back somehow and get them back. I hope it does happen. That'll leave for some of the excitement, because this whole offseason has been madness. Like, people going everywhere, trades happening like nothing. Hopefully the draft does the same thing. It's like literally a man's drama filled show. This is our drama, and I hope it continues. So I'm excited for this. It's we're using a different platform this time. We use PFF. We're using the Draft Network this time. So It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So, guys, with that said, again, we're live here on Bucks Report, also live on YouTube. And, again, it's Real Bucks Talk. I'm your host, Michael Plush. Joined, as always, Mark Ramirez. And, again, thank you guys for joining us, and let's have some fun as we get into the mock draft here, and we'll get it started. Mark is going to have the luxury of the odds, and I'm going to be the even. So let's get it going.
All right, so this one should be an automatic to me. I don't know if you've seen our draft profile of this guy. Draft Network has it rated this way. I'm thinking, okay, the Jaguars, you're up. You have a team need edge. Okay, they have Trevon Walker is number one. That's based off of a lot of potential. I mean, you probably even read them here. I do like Draft Network's like settings and like format that they have. It's awesome. Give you a little breakdown of everything. If you guys want to look it up, 6'5", 270. Guy has amazing potential. But to me, this guy, Aiden Hutchinson, same. He's got the size, got the work ethic, got the motor. Has everything you need. Had a blowout season last year. Trevon Walker has a lot of potential. Didn't have a blowout season. If you're the Jaguars, make the right pick. I mean, to me, it's easy. Picks already in. Should have been in this week at some time. It's Aiden Hutchinson. I couldn't have found an easier pick.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think, you know, looking at Jacksonville, looking at, you know, obviously back-to-back first overall picks, they need to get it right and need to, you know, start building a foundation of winning culture. I believe they're going to go Trevon Walker. I don't think it's the right decision, but I feel like that's where they're going to go. Yeah, but again, an excellent choice for Jacksonville and Aiden Hutchinson. Now at, man, number two with the Detroit Lions, this pick could go multiple ways. You know, it could be Trevon Walker here at two. It could be Kayvon Thibodeau, offensive lineman. I don't think they go quarterback this early. So, I'm going to go with what I would do, and that would be Kayvon Thibodeau at two. I think that's a good selection for them. I think he's one of the best pass rushers in this class. And, you know, obviously I think that's a good fit for Dan Campbell and that coaching staff.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that. There you go. Pick us in. Yep. I mean, the beginning of the year, he was potentially the top rated edge rusher.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, just because of a year where I guess it's lackluster, not the best of conferences, but still, maybe he pulled a Jadeveon Clowney and just kind of backed off a little bit so he didn't get hurt. I don't know. We'll see. But moving on down the draft, the Houston Texans are on the clock. Team needs corner, edge, looks like defense, offensive tackle. I mean, so that whole team, it's just anything's going to be improving that team. I just find it's a struggle how the hell they won that many games. They're going to be running with Davis Mills. Quarterback's their highest need, in their opinion. But if it falls this way and they get a Trevon Walker there who could have been there at number one, I know I'm a huge fan of Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, I mean, Trevon Walker makes a lot of sense because, again, he's a Richard Seymour type, you know, kind of fits that Patriots mold with Nick Caserio, who's the GM of the Texans now. I could see either Trevon Walker, I could see Ekum Ekwonu. I think they like him a lot too as well, offensive tackle. They want to run the football a lot better than they did last year. So, I mean, it's really, I think it's between those two guys, even though Sauce Gardner has got a lot of steam lately at number three.
I say Lovey's going to go with defense. I'm going to pick Trevon Walker. Pick his name. Bless you on the board.
Yeah, New York Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets. at number four. Oh, man, this is another one that it could be very crazy. There's a lot of steam with Jermaine Johnson here at number four overall. Man, they could go there. They could go Sauce Gardner. I think would make a lot of sense. But Ekum Ekwonu is still there, and I know they like him a lot. I'm going to go with the big fella out of NC State. They're going to put him on the line and, you know, see what happens with Mekhi Becton and others.
All right, so you value him over Evan Neal.
Yeah, I think Ekwonu fits what they want to do more offensively, and I think he's just a better fit. So I think they're going to go with Ekwonu.
Well, that's your pick. Pick is absolutely him. I guess he's more versatile. It can be used in different ways too.
Right.
But to be honest, recapping our top four right now, it just shows how edge rusher is probably a top position in this draft. I mean, there's going to be a lot more coming off the board later, but just three in a row for us, that's kind of insane. And then you got an elite offensive lineman, and another one can be taken off the board right now.
Yeah.
Giants. I mean, they went through Isaiah Thomas. Who is it?
They have Andrew Thomas right now.
Andrew Thomas.
Who actually played pretty well last year. So he's their left tackle. And, you know, I think they're confident with him. You know, if it was me here, I think Evan Neal makes a lot of sense for them.
No, I was going to give him a tackle regardless, but I think he'll probably push over to right. And then Evan Neal takes over.
Yeah. Well, they could put Neal at right tackle. They could do anything they want, you know, in terms of that.
Because, I mean, that's another area where it's like, what the heck are they? You heard rumors of them wanting to trade Kadarius Toney.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley. Daniel Jones is not the guy. Like, it's what the hell? I don't know if it's just the New York media hyping that, because a lot of it's just the media train, but Jesus.
Yeah.
Either way, like, offensive line, you have some weapons, get time to throw to them, maybe get Saquon Barkley some health. Let's run the ball. There you go.
Yep. Yeah. Now, you know, number six, Carolina Panthers. This is where things get very interesting. I think this could be prime candidate for a trade, you know, trade down. You could see some teams wanting to trade up here, but I just don't know who that team's going to be, and we can't do trades in this one. So I think quarterback's going to be taken here. And I'm going to go with Kenny Pickett, quarterback out of Pittsburgh. I just feel like that relationship with Matt Rhule, and I just feel like they're going to go with Kenny Pickett over Malik Willis.
Wow. So wait a minute. Kenny Pickett right here.
Yep.
You really think it?
Yeah, I think he's going to be the pick.
Oh! Oh! Touchdown!
Really? Okay.
That was pretty good.
Top six. Okay. Well, plus you're calling it.
Yep.
He's in.
Yeah.
Hey, he was almost a Heisman Trophy candidate. He was right there.
Mm-hmm.
Big slide. That's the last thing I remember from him. All right. So back at number seven, I'm odd. New York has almost back-to-back picks. Kenny Pickett in the way. I mean, if you think about it, they could get scared that someone's going to trade above them for like the Panthers.
Yeah.
I mean, with the rah-rah of Daniel Jones cannot be the guy. Texans, you don't know. Do people get scared and try and trade up for a quarterback? You know, you never know. But we're not going to do trades in this one.
Right. No, there could be trades at number four. There could be trades at five, you know, six. Any of those spots could be trade options.
And look at Bud Cannibalist in the chat. Really? This goes, right?
I know. But I just feel like that relationship with Matt Rhule and Kenny Pickett is going to be the factor. Hmm.
All right. Well, the Giants got their tackle. Now edge and safety are... I really like their defense, though. They're a really scrappy team. I think they just need to get their offense kind of figured out. Again, they just lost Logan Ryan to us.
Right. They were trying to trade James Bradbury because of the contract, but I feel like they're going to keep him for now. And, you know, corner, it just depends what corner they want. You know, do they go Derek Stingley Jr. or do they value Sauce Gardner? I think either one would be a very good selection. Hmm. Or they could go, again, they could go edge here too. They could go Jermaine Johnson, you know, a guy that's got a lot of hype.
I think he's still going to go down just because he had the one season, but it wasn't crazy. He did time very, very well, but I think of these two, Sauce probably has like the biggest advantage of them both, because Derek Stingley was great as a freshman. Then he's been sputtering off. Even though I'm a huge fan of Derek Stingley, I'm going with Sauce Gardner.
All right, Atlanta Falcons here at eight. This could go a lot of ways as well. This could be a pick for a quarterback. This could be a pick for a receiver. Edge obviously is definitely a need for them as well. Man, do they go Malik Willis here? Buy them some time. Again, he would probably back up to Marcus Mariota. But God, their receiver depth chart is just god awful. Like, it's terrible. They don't have anybody to throw the ball to outside of Kyle Pitts. Then they don't have pass rushers either. So, I just don't know how high they would go with a Garrett Wilson. I don't think they would take a Jameis Williams. Let's go Jermaine Johnson here. I think that would be a good pick for them. I think it fits what they want to do.
Where the hell is he? There he is.
Gets after the quarterback.
Are you going to need to in this division?
Yeah.
I mean, that could be a toss-up. That could be a lot of things. You mentioned the wide receiver. I think that is a good option for them to do.
Right.
But, I mean, that Calvin Ridley situation, yeah. Poor quarterback and poor Kyle Pitts, because he's going to be doubled and probably triple team this year. Mm-hmm. And we have Russell Gage. Thank you.
Yep.
Seattle's on the clock. Again, another team that could move around, could do a lot of things, and has a lot of needs based on you just lost your best player and everyone else wanted to leave too.
Yep.
So rebuild. What are they going to look to? They always like to have a running game. Even though they don't have the best offensive line, this has been their team need for like years. I think like 10 years, maybe more.
Yeah, that's right. Russell Wilson left.
Yeah. Charles Cross, another great offensive tackle in this class.
Yep.
You can kind of get these three all mixed up because they're all really good. The Evan Neal, the guy's name I can't pronounce, who's right here.
Yeah.
Kwanu.
Yep.
Kwanu. Cross. I mean, all three are really good. I would say they should do that. Do they try and get a quick Band-Aid with Malik Willis?
Yeah. I think Derek Stingley Jr. would be actually...
It'd be smart, but the Sam's be... not logical at times. They're just not. They just aren't. I don't know why.
That is true. I did hear a rumor that they were considering Jordan Davis here at this pick, which makes no sense.
Well, I'm going to go with my logic over theirs. Should I? No.
You do what you feel.
No, you know what? If the board fell this way, now I'm going with my logic. There we go. Picks in.
All right. Very good. And back up again with the New York Jets at number 10. Let's see. Obviously, I feel they need an offensive playmaker. Do they go Jameson Williams or do they like a Drake London for Zach Wilson? They could use a corner too. They could use Derek Stingley Jr.
He fell there, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who did they get at four again? They got Kwanu. So they need a lot of things as well. I mean, corner, edge player. I don't see him going edge anywhere here right now. A little early for Carl Loftus. So let's do I'm going to stick true to the board and let's go Derek Stingley Jr. here for the New York Jets.
Wouldn't be surprised if they did go wide receiver. Help your quarterback as much as you can, even though.
Yeah.
I mean, they're.
I just feel that the Jets, they have two early second round picks and they have a good opportunity to trade up maybe back in the first round and get, you know, a receiver then.
True. All right. So even though Washington traded for a guy that doesn't even want to be there, I honestly still think quarterback could be an option here. If it fell this way, Malik Willis was there. I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, is Carson Wentz even happy there? The second he got there, but we'll see.
They have good options here, though. I think they would like Garrett Wilson, Drake London. Yeah. Kyle Hamilton's a good option.
Could they get the Ohio State connection?
Yeah, they very well could. Yep.
I honestly think he's the highest wide receiver on the board, even though Drake London does get the comparison of Mike Evans all the time. He just runs such crisp routes, speed.
Yeah.
Plus radius. Like, this guy just does everything. And he's not that big. 6 foot, 183, but he does it all. It's crazy.
He's you know, my top receiver, and then Jameson Williams is right behind him. But, you know, unfortunately, Jameson's got the ACL.
I'm saying that. But I'm thinking based off of how Ron Rivera is, guys he's taken in the past.
Right.
I'm going to go Drake London.
Okay.
Pick is in.
All right. Very good. Back up with the Minnesota Vikings. And this is where it gets tricky because they need a corner. I think safety... Kyle Hamilton could be, I don't know, it could be a fit. They still have Harrison Smith. They still have a couple other good safeties. But corner, I don't know if they would take a Trent McDuffie. I know they would like Trent McDuffie, but I don't know if they would go with his type of profile. Again, smaller corner, short arms, not super athletic. I don't think they would go Andrew Booth or Kair Elam here this early. Let's go back just to the all. They could use a receiver. And I know it's kind of a sneaky pick because Adam Thielen is getting a little older. Contract could be up soon, I think.
You're not a big fan of Kyle Hamilton?
I just don't know. I mean, that'd be a good pick, but I just don't know if they would do that at 12. Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis wouldn't be bad. I don't think they. They don't have. There's no. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Krillin. Let's do. Garrett Wilson here at 12.
God, they're just gonna load up a receiver.
Yeah, let's do it. Get it.
Okay, I'll say this though.
Get weapons.
That top 12. For me, I mean, besides, I'm just not high on Kenny Pickett.
Well, I already know we have it wrong. I don't think we're right.
These guys that are in the top 12, after that, everyone's kind of the same.
Yeah, like, I agree. I agree.
Maybe.
You maybe have like 3 to 4 more guys that are worthy.
I mean, Kyle Hamilton, probably just because he's a freak and can do some things that use in different ways. Yes, I'd probably could have convinced myself to put him somewhere else in here. Jameson Williams, yeah, when available, freak, speed, blow the top off of the defense. Jordan Davis, we don't know. He's just a run stuffer, but he can time well in athleticism. Does he get created into something in the NFL? We don't know. But after that, anyone worth to be in the top 10? No. So right now it could be anything.
Yeah.
Any damn thing. So
I think you look at the position groups, and I think, you know, that's really what you're going to see. Edge, offensive tackle, receivers, you know, corners are going to be in there.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it's going to happen.
All right. So I'm up at 13. Texans on the board yet again. Jets had two picks, Giants had two picks, and now Texans with two picks. Crazy draft.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the bottom feeders can find ways to get stronger if they make the right decisions. So we gave them an edge with their first pick. It was Trevon Walker. Could have been a first overall pick. Now, corners, their top need, I still think they need to find a way to help out their offense too.
Right.
Do they go?
They could go receiver. I don't know if they would go Trevor Penning here. Wide receiver wouldn't be a bad option. Jameson Williams actually would be a good fit for them because, again, he's a guy that they can wait on. They don't have to be, you know, good right now. Trent McDuffie, not a bad option. Kyle Hamilton makes a lot of good sense too. They, you know, that'd be a good fit for Lovie Smith's defense.
I think the floor for Kyle Hamilton, if he did fall as far, is the Ravens, though. Either way.
Okay.
That's not making sense. That's what the pick is, but.
But am I going to pick Kyle Hamilton for the Ravens?
you know what? Let's get Lovie a smart guy. Let's get him Trent McDuffie.
Okay.
The guy could probably be one of the smartest sure things in the pick of them. Who you got?
All right, very good. So Trent McDuffie at 13, and we're up with the Baltimore Ravens. And I think this is where we go with a big guy, and that's Jordan Davis. I think Jordan Davis just feels like a Baltimore Raven. He's kind of has that mold of a, you know, almost like a Calais Campbell type size, and I think they can do things with him.
I think that's an easy pick for them. If this fell this way,
yeah,
I'm just not going to let Kyle Hamilton fall anymore because he deserves to be picked higher.
I think it'd be a great pick for the Eagles. They need a safety. They need a playmaker back there in the secondary, and Kyle Hamilton can do that.
Yeah, and if it did fail this way, I guarantee they're running to the board.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone saw what the hell the Bucs did to them in the playoffs. Brady just picked them apart. Yep, picks in. Uh-oh.
All right, the New Orleans Saints. Now, here they could go multiple ways. Do they go receiver, or do they, you know, wait till 19 to take a receiver? Let's see. Offensive lineman could be an option. They just lost, you know, Teron Armstead. But let's see. What do I want to do for them? I think they want to take offensive tackle here because the team behind them is probably going to want an offensive tackle. So let's go Trevor Penning here, Northern Iowa, to the Saints.
Draft it. Boom. All right. Chargers. San Diego. Super Chargers.
Los Angeles now.
Yeah. Chris Berman said it best.
He did.
Let's see. So they bolster their defense big time. Do they keep? I mean, you got Khalil Mack. You got Joey Bosa. Like that damn defense is disgusting. I think they try and find a way to help out the offense again, even though it's loaded too. They drafted one of the best tackles, in my opinion, last draft.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do they go out with another one, or do they? Let me see. God, if he's there, it's almost an obvious pick to me. That would be three disgusting receivers.
Yeah, I mean, Jameson Williams could come in, you know, early part of the season, and yeah, definitely help them out. You know, Chris Olave, that'd be another good fit. So yeah, that's definitely good options.
Mr. Smith has some good words to say about the Saints there.
Yep.
Confident words. Let's see.
A sleeper pick could be linebacker here. I just don't know if they would go Devin Lloyd. You know, this.
Never mind. You made my pick right there. I will.
All right. Okay.
No, he I just totally forgot about him. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right.
Worth it.
So we're back up with the Philadelphia Eagles. And let's see what our options are. Let's see. We already got a safety in Kyle Hamilton, so that was a great fit. They're not going to pick a linebacker, even though they need a linebacker. They're not going to do it. It's just not their way. I feel they're going to keep that Alabama connection. And let's go Jameson Williams here at number 18.
Great damn pick. Another guy I could have probably put at the Chargers as a guard. They got tackles. I don't think they're – I think kind of jumped on that one just to make that defense nasty. But guard could be an easy – like Zion Johnson or who's the other big guy that there is in this draft? Interior. Kenyon Green. That's another really good one.
Mm-hmm.
But – I pooped the shoot on that one, and I got the shit Saints. wide receiver, they just lost out on.
I think Chris Olave. Yeah, Olave makes a lot of sense.
Typical blow the top off defense. You know what? Just because it's going to piss everyone off, I may even think about doing this.
Yeah, they could go quarterback.
Because if he doesn't go there, Pittsburgh really happy.
Pittsburgh will take Malik Willis. Yep.
Oh, yeah. What do they do? I'm wondering, is Malik Willis even their type of guy?
I don't know. I feel like they would probably like maybe a Desmond Ridder or Matt Corral type of guy. They would probably like Kenny Pickett. I think that'd be someone they would like. give them nothing.
Come on, Chris Olave. Give me a guy who can blow the top off the defense.
Yeah. Yep.
Push defenses back. There you go.
Yeah, it's a good fit for them. And then obviously easy selection here for Pittsburgh. This will be Malik Willis. They love Malik, and they hope he falls this far.
Yeah, I doubt it. Someone's probably going to trade up for him just based off potential. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he falls into a good situation because he needs to learn. He has all the traits, but let the guy learn the game of football a little better.
Right.
And the New England Patriots, a team that always makes the right damn decision. I hate them. All right, let's see. Plus, you got the Dwayne Stats nose whistle tonight.
Oh, do I? Yeah, forgot to pluck those hairs.
All right, so New England, they just lost Shaq Mason. You got Zion there, a team that loves to run the ball. Maybe they know something that we don't know. but they do like to get guys later.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you look here. I mean, corner. Daxton Hill could make some sense here. They could go Kyrie Elam. I know, you know, Bill Belichick, he likes Florida Gators. So, you know, that could be a connection. I don't think they would take N'Kobe Dean here. You know, 21. Right. I think if Devin Lloyd was here, that'd be their guy. So I think receiver, I don't know if they would like Treylon Burks, but wouldn't it be bad? I mean,
it's kind of a do it all type of guy, but then again, they drafted a receiver first.
Yeah.
Years ago. Tom didn't like that.
I would say it'd either be one of the interior offensive linemen, maybe a Kenyon Green or Zion, or you're looking at one of the hybrid, you know, corners, maybe a Daxton Hill. Daxton Hill would probably, that would be make a lot of sense. Maybe even a Lewis Cine. It might like Lewis Cine.
No, Jalen Petrie. I think he's just too small, but he's a great damn pick.
Mm.
I agree with this one.
Right.
Just so versatile, can go anywhere, inside, outside, plays with awareness. I'll agree with that pick.
All right, Green Bay Packers pick 22. This is their first pick one of two. They have another pick at 28. Obviously, everyone probably wants to take a receiver here because they traded away Davante Adams. I don't know why. So let's see. Let's go back to all at the top there and let's see what we got. This could be a great pick for George Karlaftis. I don't know if they would go Devontae White here. Treylon Burks. Treylon Burks is kind of like Deebo Samuel in a way, and they do run that same type of offense.
They just never take a receiver first round. They don't.
Yeah, they just, they're like, we're not going to help Aaron Rodgers. He's going to do it all by himself.
I do like that pick.
I do, and I think that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go George Karloftis here and see if we can get a receiver at 28.
Because, yeah, they just lost, what's his name, to the Vikings, right?
Yeah, Za'Darius Smith.
Okay, Za'Darius Smith. I mean, fill him in. There you go. Can't believe they lost the Smith brothers. Idiots. Cardinals. Let's see. Cornerback is their need, I guess, to bring it with Murphy.
I think this is Zion Johnson all the way.
Why? I mean, it looks good, Murray, just running around all over the place. Edge rusher? Let's look this through.
Yeah.
Oh, William Mafe.
David Ajabo.
Could you go back to back?
Yeah. Devontae Wyatt. Could be.
They did lose Chandler Jones.
Right.
Do they want to fill that, or do they want to? Tuffy.
Cornerback.
All by doubt he does.
Yeah, corner. I'm not sure if they would go. I mean, Andrew Booth, I guess, wouldn't be a bad fit. If they want to go with, you know, someone like that. But I just have a feeling they want to get some interior offensive linemen.
I mean, no, plus I'm going corner.
Okay. All right, let's
get my running mate on corner pick us in. I'm going to go Andrew Booth. Just the higher rated corner, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a bad pick. Again, he pairs up with Byron Murphy Jr., and I think they have another corner on the opposite side now. I mean, that's a good tandem. So Dallas Cowboys at 24, they could use offensive line. They could use... It could go safety, receiver. I think if this guy's there, I think this is going to be an easy pick for them. So I'm going to go receiver Treylon Burks out of Arkansas.
Jesus. I mean, they just get this guy weapons left and right.
Yep.
All right. Well, there you go. So, I mean, they got three deep, right? They have Gallup, they have Lamb, and now Treylon Burks. Jeez, weapons galore.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess Gallup just doesn't stay healthy. All right. Well, Buffalo Bills on the clock. Corner. Right, just because it is injury. Stephon Diggs with. They just don't run the ball. So I don't think running back is necessary, even though all the best running backs are on the board. They just don't run it. Josh Allen is their running back. I don't think getting a running back is going to make them want to run more, even though Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker, they're all there. I still don't think they do it. I mean, you saw they could score at will. You go with the corner. Where are we at?
Yeah, they could go corner. I mean, Kyrie Elam, Kyler Gordon, you know, those two, I think either or would be a decent fit. You know, pair him up with Tre'Davious White.
Yeah.
It's not a bad selection.
Oh, that's probably it because, I mean, they saw what happened. He got hurt at the end of the season and the defense kind of sputtered. So, yeah, I think they'd want to get a guy that can give them depth in there. Which one of the two? I'll go with Kyrie just because I'm a Gator.
All right. Here up with the Tennessee Titans and. You know, looking at, you know, across the board and seeing what we have, I think Zion Johnson here. Actually, no, Kenyon Green, I think, is going to be their guy. They're going to like his style a little bit more. So let's go Kenyon Green here, 26.
Damn, not a bad pick. And pick is in. My plus. Let's put it up to our faces. Let's talk about this for a moment.
Yeah, sure.
So, we're at 27. Buccaneers on the clock. I think if anyone has listened to our podcast, they would know where we're leaning. Let's hear it from you guys. Bud in the chat, Krillin, Awakened Child of God.
That's anyone, awesome name.
Right? Anyone that's in the chat, what do you think? G Vegas. Where else are we at? X underscore. Bring it. What do you guys think? What was the pick? What's your pick? As we kind of break it down ourselves. So plus, where are you leaning? I think I know where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, if it fell this way, I hope they would consider, you know, Devontae Wyatt. You know, you look at, you know, Lewis Seen, I think is, you know, two good options. And then, you know, I know a lot of hype has been lately about Logan Hall. I don't know if they would go that route. I see Logan Hall maybe if they're wanting to trade down and you know, get out of the first round or get more picks. But, you know, right now I would go Devontae Wyatt just because he's that guy that can give you everything you want up front. He's really good. I know the production wasn't there, but when you look at the tape, he's always in the backfield and he's making, you know, some type of play.
Yeah, I mean, going off of that, he was in the defense similar to what Todd Bowles likes to run, sending in linebackers all the time. Yes, he's just not as fast as a linebacker. Nakobe Dean just ate everything up last season, so he got a lot of the numbers, but the disruption, he'd be next to someone similar like Jordan Davis and Vita Vea, but he's a disruptor. He can get in immediately. We don't have that on the defensive line. The whole coaching staff, GM, everyone said they wanted that speed in the inside. If it fell this way, I think it's they run to the podium. Some of the people that would like Zion Johnson, I could see the justification. You just give Tom Brady more time to throw the ball.
Right.
I can see that. The Logan Hall thing, I like it, but not in the first round. Like we've talked how we compare him to William Golson, right? William Golson was a fourth round pick. I mean, that's justifiable there. Yeah. Logan Hall, who was the Houston player that got drafted last year who dominated? I think the Saints took him.
What was his name? Peyton Turner.
Peyton Turner.
Right.
Beast. Yeah. Crazy numbers, looked athletic, looked monstrous. I didn't see that maturation in Logan Hall. Maybe he just needs to mature up and develop more pass rush moves, but he was a 4 or 5 year player. I mean,
yeah. He only had 1 year of production. His best year of production was last year. And again, it wasn't against great competition. And I know there's that production argument with Devontae Wyatt. Oh, he only had 2.5 sacks. How did he only have 2.5 sacks in that type of defense? Well, I mean, again, it's the same thing with Trayvon Walker, who's being considered, you know, a top five pick. And, you know, you look at the athletic traits. Devontae Wyatt has all the athletic traits you want. He's got the size. He's got the versatility to play inside or he can play outside. I feel, you know, as far as a 3-4 defense, I think it'd be a good fit. The same thing could kind of be said with Logan Hall and as far as his traits and everything. But when you look at the tape, it wasn't as consistent as Devontae Wyatt and his ability to get into the backfield, stay up, hold blocks, be a force in the run game, do stuff like that. And really, he was setting things up for the linebackers. He was doing that all, you know, consistently. You know, long Logan Hall, he was the main guy on his team. So maybe he was getting a little bit more attention, you know, first, you know, vice versa. But I think Devontae Wyatt's just, he's a better prospect in my opinion.
Guys, really a running back? Running back first round? We thinking that? Breece Hall, I know he's a great player, but I mean, I would never, ever take a running back first round.
No.
Won't do it.
Nope.
I mean, just the value's not there. This isn't the days of Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown top of the draft. Like, just don't work that way no more.
Yeah.
Especially when you have Tom Brady throwing the ball, you're not going to be running the ball, so don't try and force it.
Yeah. Cedric Benson, rest in peace.
Yeah. And Malik Willis is off the board, Grillin. And Bud Cannibus, is it Ebikadi still there? Yes.
Yeah, he is.
I know we love him a lot. We're really high on him.
He would be our pick if Devontae Wyatt wasn't there and, you know, maybe Lewis Seen's gone as well. I think Ebikadi would be a great pick. He would be an awesome pick if they wanted to trade down and, you know, get him in the second round. If you trade down and let's say you trade down to Detroit for pick 32 and you get some extra picks. And if you want to take a Logan Hall there or if you want to take a, you know, Ebikadi or Boye Mafe, then I'm fine with that.
Yeah, look at Speedy 1287. Great point. Running back first round is a waste. You can get a guy in the third or fourth round that's still solid. 100% agree. You don't need a first round quarterback. I mean, Rojo, we got in the second round. He was serviceable. He was good enough. We picked up Gio Bernard as scraps. People like, it's good enough. Look at the Patriots every damn year. Just getting random running backs, either undrafted or way late.
I like this comment. Wyatt versus Hall is like a ninja versus Spartan. That's awesome.
A ninja versus, no, I'm not even going to debate it anymore. If it fell this way, this is easily their pick. They're running to it.
Mm.
Do not tell me Perry on Winfrey.
All right, so let's make the selection. All right, there we go. Devontae White, a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I think that would be a very home run pick. I know, you know, the age factor and all that, but I don't care about that. The guy can play defense. He knows how to play, and he'd be a great piece next to Vita Vea. So moving on to the Green Bay Packers at pick 28. Let's see what we got here. Oh, Mark, if you could pull up the all for me. Yeah, let's see. They still need a receiver, don't they? And they still need, oh man. Yeah, Dotson. We got Dotson. Yeah, Dotson wouldn't be a bad pick out of Penn State. I do like George Pickens, though. I really do.
Well, but I mean, this guy is insane as well.
I know, but oh man. I don't know. Actually, that does fit. You know, that's funny. That does fit their profile. I love size receivers. So Dotson might not be in play for them. He's a little small, but man, he's a playmaker. George Pickens, though. Look at George Pickens real quick and look at his size. Yeah. Yeah. That fits them to a T. George Pickens. I think I'm going to go George Pickens. So we're going to do the George and George here.
Say his name one more time.
George Pickens.
All right. So let's get back. Let's get serious.
Yeah.
Kansas City on the clock. Just traded away their best damn receiver.
Yep.
Let me talk about this for a moment. What the hell is wrong with the NFL right now? It's such a drama-filled shit show.
I don't know what's going on.
How can you just bitch for 2 seconds, say, I want to get traded?
And then it's done.
Try that in any other job.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I want to get traded to Google, but you know, I can't do that.
I don't like my pay. I want to get traded to at least double what I get paid right now. Do it. Like that's insane to me.
Yeah.
And all the receivers are doing it. If Debo gets traded, I'm going to laugh. Like, gosh, crazy guys, crazy. I don't know what you guys have an opinion on that. I just don't get it. I think it's hilarious. And that even the quarterback signing all these big contracts and then Tom Brady takes another pay cut. And he still wants to go somewhere else, supposedly. Media shit show. Wow.
And Dominican Sue and Gronk are going to be signing back soon. So
it blows my mind. I just don't understand the variables to win a championship. I thought you just have to keep making more money every damn year.
Yep.
All right, so let's make it simple. They need a receiver. They got possibly the best quarterback in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You have enough on the defense, even though you're losing Tyrann Mathieu, probably. I mean, just that offense isn't the same if there's someone that can't blow the top off a defense. Do they try and go with someone big who can do that?
They could.
Christian Watson. I mean, all you got to do is just run straight and let Mahomes go as far as you can go.
Yeah, he'd be in a good situation with them.
Sky Moore can do a little bit of everything.
Right.
I don't know if that's their
type of guy.
Yeah. But it's just a sharp drop off. I mean, they lost.
Yeah. Dotson wouldn't be a bad selection again. He's got great hands. He can do a lot of different things for them.
I'm going to go speed. Nope. And they're back to back.
Yeah. Back to back picks. So, yeah, you got the receiver. Now, I think, do they go David Ajabo here? I don't like any of the corners available, even though they do need a corner. Offensive line is pretty much set. Boye Mafe. That wouldn't be a bad selection.
Kyler Gordon is still there. That's pretty good.
Kyler Gordon? Yeah. Kyler Gordon is good. Yeah.
Feel that
give him a playmaker. Yeah, give him a playmaker in the secondary. Jaquan Brisker wouldn't be bad. Let's go to all real quick. Let's see. Boye Mafe. Damn. Poor Tyler Lindenbaum. He should be going a lot higher.
Yeah, we found
Let's go. Where is David Ajabo? I think I'm going to go David Ajabo. I think it's a good fit for them. He can come back mid-season and make some plays for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Who is... damn. They just restocked their offensive line.
Yeah, they could still go Tyler Lindenbaum here.
Who's their center?
They could use... I don't know who their center is, but Tyler Lindenbaum could be better than who they got.
No, just based on it'd be an insult if he wasn't drafted. We're going Tyler.
Yeah, got to do it. This guy's a top.
If anything, put him anywhere in the interior.
Yeah, he's a top 20 player. All right, back with Detroit Lions, and this could again, there could be some trades here at the bottom. I think they want to go quarterback here. Now, which quarterbacks are they going to want? I'm going to go Desmond Ridder out of Cincinnati.
Desmond Ridder, really?
Yep.
All right, pick his in plus. Finalized.
Yep.
So,
and there we go, guys. Our 32-team mock is going to be probably completely wrong, but it was a lot. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, just let us know what you guys think. We'll go through the selections here. I'll read them off. So Jacksonville Jaguars went Aiden Hutchinson, Detroit Lions, Kayvon Thibodeau, Houston Texans, Trayvon Walker, New York Jets, Ike Ekwonu, New York Giants, Evan Neal, Panthers, Kenny Pickett, probably the surprise pick of the draft, New York Giants with Ahmad Gardner, Sauce Gardner, Atlanta Falcons, Jermaine Johnson, Seattle Seahawks, Charles Cross, New York Jets, Derek Stingley Jr., Washington Commanders, I almost said football team, Drake London, Minnesota Vikings, Garrett Wilson, Houston Texans, Trent McDuffie, Baltimore Ravens, Jordan Davis, Philadelphia Eagles, Kyle Hamilton, New Orleans Saints, Trevor Penny, Los Angeles Chargers, Devin Lloyd, Philadelphia Eagles, Jameson Williams, New Orleans Saints, Chris Olave, Pittsburgh, Malik Willis, Patriots, Daxon Hill, Green Bay Packers, George Karloftis, Arizona Cardinals, Andrew Booth Jr., Dallas Cowboys, Treylon Burks, Buffalo Bills, Kaiir Elam, Tennessee Titans, Kenyon Green, our Tampa Bay Buccaneers take Devontae Wyatt. Great pick. Green Bay Packers, George Pickens out of Georgia. Kansas City Chiefs, Christian Watson. Kansas City Chiefs again, David Ajabo.
I'm all good.
Yep. Cincinnati Bengals, Tyler Lindenbaum. Detroit Lions, Desmond Ridder. And that is the 22 NFL draft, and it's not going to go that way at all. But, man, that was a lot of fun.
You better believe it was.
Yeah. I mean,
guys, how do you think it went? And Krillin, Malik Ellis or Willis went a lot earlier.
Yeah, he went number 20.
So, I mean, overall, it probably won't go this way, but I can see areas where Devontae Wyatt wouldn't be available. I mean, if he gets by the Eagles twice, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, you could see Pittsburgh taking him. Patriots could use a guy like Devontae Wyatt. You could see even the Dallas Cowboys with, you know, their defensive line and adding, you know, a piece like that. And you could see names that wasn't selected in here. Logan Hall, Ebba Cady. You could see a lot of different names. Safeties. I don't think we had Louis Cine in here. So Louis Cine could be, you know, somewhere in the mix there. And he's deserving of a first round selection. So, yeah, pretty interesting.
Oh, so here we go. Off subject, but what percentage of the NFL is scripted and just entertainment versus organic, unplanned sport?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, the first, 15 plays for the Bucs is scripted. And then after
is that what he means? I mean,
assuming.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's like rigged or anything like that. I mean, NFL, I mean, they just have it so well thought out where it's just 365 days of pure entertainment. I guess, yeah, I guess that's what you mean. Yeah, I mean, it's entertainment, organic, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see, Wyatt would be a great addition to the live, to the D9 episode freaking lately. Mm. Actually, plus, when I switch it over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, here we go.
So, I mean, we think Devontae Wyatt would be the perfect pick. I think a lot of people will agree.
Mm.
If it was another one, we think it's edge rusher. I can justify not interior offensive lineman. I can understand it. Safety, not so much. I know some people are wanting a safety. We have four in the room right now. Adding a fifth, I mean, that I know that's iron sharpens iron, but then again, I want awareness and smarts back there. I just want to take that for the quarterback first.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they added like a Lewis Cine, I think that guy could come in and start right away. I think he's that kind of player. I think Daxon Hill, same thing. Those guys could come in and contribute right away. And, you know, I know you brought in Logan Ryan. I know you brought in Keanu Neal. But again, those guys aren't guaranteed to be starters. I think whoever you draft, I think definitely could have an opportunity to be that guy next to Antoine Winfield. And not only for this year, it's for the next 5 years, you know, down the road. And I think that's why they would look at it. So again, it could be a potential option, but I'm with you. I think, you know, defensive line, edge rusher, that's, you know, hopefully that's where they want to go and, you know, get after the quarterback more and continue to, you know, add to the defense.
And corner is another area. I can see, I'd see corner over safety, to be honest.
Well, yeah, again, you're in the same you're kind of the same boat. You know, corners are up for contracts next year. Safeties are up for contracts. So you would like to find a guy that can do inside, outside, you know, at corner or outside, you know, man cover type of dude that could, you know, pair up with Carlton Davis, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, but again, it's who's available there, who's worthy of that pick. And we know Jason Light doesn't really reach. When he likes a guy, he'll go up and get him. So,
yeah,
I'm hoping to see him trade a couple times. Maybe up or down, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, 27 is definitely a high chance of trading back, like trading down and getting more picks. I think that's what they want to do. The draft this year is like so rich in day two, you know, value, day three value. I think that's where you're going to find a lot of solid players. Because, you know, we went through it in the mock draft just now. I mean, after the first, 14 guys, 15 guys, I mean, the level of player pretty much the same throughout, you know, once you're going, you know, into the second round, it's pretty much the same dude. So I could see where they could trade down and get, you know, some more picks. And maybe you take, you know, Logan Hall or whoever's the best available there at that time.
Yeah, they're in a good situation for that way. Yeah, we want them to contribute now. The best probably contribute now player would be a guard. But, I mean, the offense is already loaded enough. We're not going to be a team that's going to just pound the rock. This isn't what this team's built on. Like, we saw it all last year. Everyone wanted to run the ball. Stop pounding your head against the wall and realize we're going to be a passing team. That's why we have three wide receivers that can really catch the ball. You're paying a lot of money, too. We're not drafting another receiver. It's almost the same thing with me drafting a safety. Like, you just can't to me. The room's too packed already. I know there's 1 year contracts, but spread out your wealth that way. Invest in other avenues, especially when defensive line, interior defensive line, just aging. There's no one to put next to Vita Vea. Your edge rushers, okay. You have JTS, who hopefully makes the next step this year. Shaq Barrett, who he's usually Mr. Consistent. He's just not Mr. Elite. I mean, do you want to get someone in that mix to go with him? I think so. I mean, and then contractually, like, yeah, we just signed Shaq to a longer term, but it wasn't that crazy. And is the next 2 years after this guaranteed? That's a lot of money. I mean,
yeah,
we'll see what happens. And Tom's probably not going to be here, so maybe the worry of money is not going to be that much. I don't know. Well, it's a lot of questions and a lot of situations that Jason Light has to kind of go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, and it's gonna be a weird draft because again, you know, a lot of teams want to trade back, not many teams want to trade up. The value and finding the right value at your pick, and you know, making sure you get the right guy that you want, that's gonna be interesting. And everyone has a different preference on who's the better player, as there is no consensus this year. So again, it's gonna be crazy right there at the top. I feel like it's going to be Trayvon Walker at number one, which is just pretty crazy when you look at it. And I mean, it's going to be pretty interesting to see what happens. But guys, again, appreciate you guys joining us. Let's get to some of these comments here real quick. Awakened Child of God had a good one. It looks like a Packers fan in here liking Alex Pierce over Pickens if we don't go receiver in the first. Okay.
Cincinnati wideout.
Yeah.
He's a big guy with some speed too.
Yeah. I mean, Alex Pierce, I think, is that, you know, type of player that would be, you know, solid, you know, in the mid rounds. Could go anywhere from second round to fourth round, depending on how many receivers, you know, go, you know, early. But yeah, that would be a good value pick. Again, another good player out of Cincinnati, wouldn't be a bad selection.
I mean, Pickens, you haven't seen as much lately, but he has everything you want. Just because of his ACL injury and then him coming back, he started showing up a little bit late, but he can block. He's aggressive at the point of the catch. Mm-hmm. His route running is crisp. He can jump ball. He can run deep. I mean, he only had one catch in the national championship game, but that was a pretty damn big catch. So, I mean, I just think if he was there that late, that'd be a godsend if the Packers got him.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And again, another great point here by G Vegas. If a receiver or quarterback is available for a team that wants to trade up to 27 because a fifth-year option is the only way, yeah, we can trade down. I can see that. Yeah, I can definitely see if, you know, a team like Detroit wants to come up and get their quarterback. Yeah, definitely. Or maybe a team like Seattle. You know, once a quarterback, that could be an option where we trade back into the second round and get more picks and then go from there. But, you know, I know Jason Light, again, like other teams, he's going to value that fifth year option. So maybe not trading out of the first round is, you know, enticing to him.
And that's the question marks. Like, does he trade up? Does he go higher to get a better value player, a guy he really thinks this is the guy that's going to be crucial to our championship run? Like, I can fit him into this position. This is what I want him to run, whether that is a pass rusher, edge rusher, interior offensive lineman, whatever the hell it is. Does he move up or does he move down? Does he look for a future or does he look for the now, right now?
Yeah.
I mean, but still, the thing is, even if he does trade up, it's not just a win now situation. It's still a guy you can have in the team for 5 years. So, I mean, it's a win-win in my opinion. You just have less picks. But then again, like last year, how many guys are going to fill roles? Like, you're probably going to cut a lot of these guys. If there's not many holes on the team yet again because of Tom Brady and all the power that he has to bring guys back. So it's going to be difficult. We'll see. It's going to be fun. Hella damn fun. I'll say that.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And we, again, appreciate you guys for joining us. And speaking of fun, we are going to be live yet again for the NFL draft on Thursday coming up. 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have a lot of guests on. Obviously, me and Mark are going to be on, you know, hosting the show and just having a lot of fun, you know, chilling with you guys throughout the night. It's going to be a long night, you know, probably another 4 hours of live stream coverage. So it's going to be fun. We're just going to, you know, go with the flow and see what happens and live reactions and analysis of every pick and get to make fun of teams. And it'll just be a lot of exciting times here in the NFL draft, as it always is. And man, I can't wait. I'm glad it's, you know, finally here and we get to see who's playing where. And so, yeah, again, just a lot of great stuff coming on Real Bucks Talk. We got more film studies coming out. Hopefully soon we can get those out to you guys. And it's going to continue, you know, after the draft as well. So really excited. Hope you guys join us. Again, we'll have the links, you know, up there on social media, so you guys can find where it's at. Obviously, YouTube community, we'll put a post in there. Not going to be streaming rounds 2 and 3, probably not. We're just going to do round 1. Maybe maybe round two if they trade back out of the first round. I don't know. We'll have to talk it off or talk it with Mark's wife. That she's the boss. So so we'll figure it out. But anyway, guys, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And with that said, everyone have a great night and go Bucks. We'll see you next time.
Go Bucks. Let's do this.
He's a man.